My guest in the studio today is Andrei Krutilek, who is running in the European elections for the Civic Democratic Party. He is one of the party's experts on EU legislation and is familiar with the workings of the European Parliament. Welcome to the studio, Mr. Krutilek.
Hello, thanks for inviting me.
Mr. Krutilek, this is a critical time for Europe when decisions on security, migration and climate change will decide the future of Europe. What kind of leadership does Europe need at this time?
Well, I don't think it's not only about leadership, but it's of course about the structure of the European Union and also the European Parliament and its composition. And I think it's necessary not to make a revolution in the European Parliament. It's necessary to have forces who are aware of the fact that there is a war behind our borders and that we need to be safe in Europe. Security is the key. And if I come back to your question, what kind of leadership? I think not the European Union itself, but member states leaders are the key, because if member states are strong, then also the European Union is strong, because I don't trust in a European Federation or the other compositions of the European Union.
Let's start with security. It's one of the big issues. It's one of the two top things that Czech voters are concerned about, that security and migration. The Czech government has been a staunch supporter of Ukraine since the war began and says it will continue doing that for as long as is necessary. On the other hand, there are now voices being raised saying that it's time for peace talks and that providing Ukraine with more and more and more ammunition is not working. What is your take on this? What is crucial for European security at this point?
Well, I think it is clear. If we want to help not only to Ukraine, but also to European Union, we need to keep Ukraine secure, which means that we need to give them as much support as possible. And if we don't do that, then Russians can come back to our country, and that's what we experienced before, and I don't think anyone would like to experience it once again. So we are trying to help to the country which was attacked by an aggressor, which is Russia. And if there is any call for peace talks, it should come from the Ukraine itself, not from our European Union countries, because it's not our fight. It's Ukrainians fight, and what we can do is just to help Ukrainians as much as possible, as I said.
Another big issue being debated ahead of the elections is migration. The European Parliament passed a migration pact recently by a narrow vote. The Czech government or Czechia abstained from the vote. Are you one of the parties who would be in favour of revising the migration pact, reopening it and revising it, or building on it?
Well, we have to think about the migration pact in a different way, I think, because it's not a single legislation which we had on the table. It's something which consists of 10 particular legislatives, and it means that there are some of them which could be supported. And we from the SPOLU coalition, we did it. So those 10 proposals was endorsed by our members in the European Parliament.
So what would you want to change?
Well, I would like to change, or not to change, but basically to add one more proposal which was not discussed yet, which is the one on return policy. And the other issue is that we need to keep migration out of the Europe. We are now solving only the problem on the borders, but not in the countries where the migration comes from. So that's what needs
is to... Is Europe able to do that?
Well, I think
so. Is that in its power?
Yes, I think so. Some of those countries can be named secure countries, which means that some of those steps could be done there and not at European borders. In my opinion, one of those issues which need to be opened in the next parliamentary term.
What about Czechia's ability to handle more migrants? What about the criticism from the opposition parties who are also running and saying that the migrant pact is basically mass quotas once again, which the Czech Republic has refused in the past?
Well, to be honest, I think that any rules need to be enforced, which means that the legislation which is in force at the moment could do much if all member states do their job, which is not the case. So anything is written on the paper and then not enforced does not help anyhow. But my opinion is that if we would like to keep Schengen area open, then we definitely need some rules. My only concern is that this migration pact or some parts of this migration pact will not work in practice, and that's why I think that the discussion should be renewed and we should come up with something which is more convenient to the situation we are facing now.
Another big, very divisive issue is the Green Deal. A lot has changed since the Green Deal was adopted. And Czech voters are particularly concerned about the automotive industry, which is the driving force of the Czech economy. And you have a ban on combustion engines looming in 2035. People are concerned about the ban on gas boilers that's coming as well. And of course, we've seen farmers protesting against restrictions that they say are linked to the Green Deal. Are you one of the parties which would be in favor of reopening and revising the Green Deal? And if so, in what way? You know, would you be in favor of slowing it down? Or,
well, Green Deal is a buzzword which anyone uses for their own aims. In my opinion, it stands on four pillars. And three of those pillars could be supported in principle, and one of them should be revised. The first one, which is okay, which I'm okay with, is for circular economy, which is good. Then protecting biodiversity, the second one, okay. The third one is agriculture and lowering its impact on environment. That's okay as well. Those three pillars should be kept, but the fourth one, which deals with decarbonization, there's a problem for our economy. I mean, in Czechia, industrial economy, which is energy intensive, and we need more time for adapting to the steps which are embedded in the legislation. So that's why I think that this part of a Green Deal should be revised. There are review clause in every single legislation, and I think that the European Commission should come with impact assessment which was not prepared properly when the legislation was in the legislation process. And the impact assessment should not only be prepared for the European Union as a whole, but for every single member state, because the situation in the member states is different, and we need to know what will be the impact of the steps which we've endorsed in the previous term.
But what would you do there if you find out that it would really undercut economic performance? What would you do? Hit the brake, slow down? What would be the answer?
The review clause, which I talked about, and then of course opening the legislation and lowering the impact on economy. I think that European Union is overregulated in that sense, and it means that we need more space for businesses to open their potential, which is not the case at the moment.
This is obviously, if I was going to ask what you think would increase Europe's competitiveness, obviously this is one of the answers. Is there anything else?
Yes, I think that's not one of the answers, but that's the only answer. We need some room for maneuver for the businesses, and the businesses will come up with the innovation. I think that's obvious, that's clear, and I'm not a friend of subsidies. I think that the European Union should not make its budget bigger and be in debt, because it will not help. Maybe it could help locally for in the short term, but in long term it will be a problem for the whole project.
So you would be in favor of fewer subsidies across Europe to farmers and other.
Well, if we would like to keep subsidies, we should know what are the subsidies for. For example, in agriculture, I think that we should support those activities which are focused on adaptation to climate change, not for production.
Another big issue that particularly opposition parties have brought up ahead of the elections is the right of veto, as opposed to qualified majority voting. You only have right of veto, I think, in just three areas, and that's foreign policy and finances and defence. Do you think that they...
And taxes.
And taxes, should they, finances, yes. Do you think that the European Union should replace the right to veto in favor of qualified majority in those areas as well?
No. I think, as you said, there are only some areas when the right of veto is still used. And I think that's for a good reason. For example, in foreign policy, if you would like to be seen as a monolith against your partners or your enemies, for example, Russia at the moment, then adopting anything with qualified majority, lowers the impact of this decision you make in the European Union. So that's why I think it takes longer. But on the other hand, the symbolic impact of for example, the steps, including sanctions, is much bigger when there is a veto, which means unanimity voting.
Would you be in favor of further expanding the European Union to the Western Balkans, Moldova, Ukraine?
Of course, because, well, I'm coming from a country which was waiting for EU memberships for many years, and I'm the one who would like to show that there's a European perspective for the other countries as well. And I think that more member states, more resilient and secure the Europe is. But on the other hand, of course, we need to follow the procedure, which is quite difficult. And for example, with Ukraine, now at the moment we don't know what Ukraine and what territory could possibly become a member of the European Union. So first of all, there should be the war stopped. Then we should compare our requirements and in Ukraine on the other. So do the screening. And then after the years of comparing that and approaching Ukraine to the European Union, then of course Ukraine could become a member. It's not a process for months, it's a process for years, but the European perspective to those who would like to be members and fulfill the conditions should be open.
Looking ahead at a future Europe, are you in favor of a tight-knit alliance or a looser alliance of states?
I think we should keep the European Union as it is and fix what does not work. I'm not a friend of big steps and revolutions and federation as a concept of the European integration, because I think that people or citizens in general understand what does it mean a member state. They can feel to be Europeans, but I think that their feeling is more closer to their countries, not to the European Union as a big player in the European scene. So I think that we should work with the cards which we have in our hands and not to dream some dreams which cannot come true.
Finally, according to a recent survey, around 30% of eligible voters say they will go and cast their ballot in the European elections. Why should Czechs vote in the European elections, and why should they vote for your party?
Because European Union and European integration comes closer to our homes. A couple of years ago, it was completely different. If you experience anything which was prepared in Brussels or in Strasbourg, it was just Schengen area when you went to your holidays, and then when you call back to your family, you used no roaming fees which was prepared in European Union. Now, with the Green Deal legislation, European Union comes much closer with the effects of the policies to our homes. And I think that that's the reason why not only Czechs, but all the European citizens should come to the elections and vote for those forces which would like to build the Europe, not to destroy it. And our coalition, our Spolu coalition, is the one who would like to build Europe, but to also compare what is possible and what is not when we are coming back to our home countries. So we are not pro-European in that sense that we endorse everything what comes from the European Commission. On the other hand, we are not those who would like to support, for example, Chexit or any or to destroy anything. We just think that European Union is an arena for proposing something which could work for the whole Europe, but also for specific countries with their specific conditions.
Andrej Krutílek of the Civic Democrats, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.